This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. Look at this, Wednesday, July 8th edition. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hennon, brought to you by our friends at the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. Something big's coming for North Dakota. The TR Presidential Library to be built in the state of North Dakota. Of course, we're a part of it. We've got some prizes to give away. Here's how you can win, okay? Tell us what you love about Teddy Roosevelt. What do you love about TR? Learn a little bit about it. Tell us what you think about Teddy Roosevelt and the library and what it means to North Dakota, if North Dakota is your state. There you go. All you got to do is just do a short video. Scotty's asking him to just send him a video, 701-367-2054. And the winners are going to be notified by text once they've all been submitted by the end of the day. So every day he gets the winners. Somebody's going to get set up.
You know what I like about TR?
Yeah.
He didn't care what people thought about him. He was a bigger-than-life dude who just didn't care. And when he had his buddy Booker T over to the White House, first time African-American had ever been to the White House and had dinner with him, yep. Democrats were livid, man. They were livid. They went after the dude, like for the rest of his political career. But, yeah, he didn't care.
Well, I just love how, you know, he said he was a racist. Well, one of the things that I really dug in the whole weekend, I was reading about him and just dug more and more. Why, my takeaway, just quick, was, you know, he realized that there were a lot of people that wanted to get rid of black people altogether, like ship them back to Africa or whatever. And he said, that's not going to happen. Are you kidding me? So since that can't happen, we need to, and it can't happen for Asians. It can't happen for Hispanics. It can't happen. We're a mixed race society. So he said, thus, a man must be judged on his character, right, which, again, transformed into MLK's message, content of character.
Content of character.
That's everything. It isn't about color
at all. You know a guy with tons of content of character?
I do. I know a bunch of them. You're one of them. Who are you thinking
of? I'm all right, but Congressman Kelly Armstrong is.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's just okay, man.
Oh, well, that guy.
you're just a Minnesotan, so you wouldn't understand. But anyway, we got Congressman Kelly Armstrong on right now. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So as we're on the break, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at this, but Supreme Court just ruled in favor of Trump's administration's, you know, that rule, broadening the exemptions to the Affordable Care Act contraceptive mandate. So if you're a university or a business and you know you don't want to do the whole contraceptive thing, you don't have to now. Did you see that? It's on religious and moral objections.
Yeah, a little bit. I've been dealing with another court issue over the last 48 hours quite a bit.
I bet. I'll come back to that. But what I think that you're referring to is the DAPL?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Give us the 411 on what's going on with that now.
Well, I mean, the 411 is that, I mean, this is incredibly, incredibly bad for North Dakota. The DAPL pipeline moves 40% of the Bakken oil. Obviously, given what's gone on over the last 3 months, that industry has been struggling, and it will. This obviously won't help. The judge ordered that it has to be emptied by August 5th. They asked for a stay from the same judge. He said no. Now this will go up to a three-judge panel in the D.C. Circuit. And to be quite honest, anybody who cares about funding North Dakota government should be really, really concerned about this. Doesn't matter if it's the diversion, social services, schools. I mean, 60 to 75% of our budget comes from oil and gas revenue in North Dakota, and this is an incredibly significant blow to that revenue source.
What I would like to know is, so it's been up and running for what, like 3 years?
Three years.
Yep. So there hasn't been a problem. This judge denied a stay of this order. And I'd just like to know why. I mean, what is so pressing that it can't be sorted out with them doing what they've already been? The economic impact, as you pointed out, alone is enough to have a judge go, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Oh, and Your Honor, it's been flowing oil for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What is the logic behind that, Kelly Armstrong?
Well, all right, so here's how this works. This is a fight about an EIS, which is an environmental impact survey, and the deficiency of the permit. I can go into that in a second, but the test in front of the court is a two-pronged test. How deficient is the permit, and what is the economic disruption for vacating essentially the pipeline? And here's where the real problem arises is, regardless, I don't think there's a problem with the permit, but even if you do determine there is a problem with the permit, you still have to weigh the economic disruption. And this is where the judge just absolutely, it's abundantly clear that, I mean, he's a D.C. judge, and it's abundantly clear he lives in a place that doesn't produce anything or doesn't have a normal economy, because how he did the analysis for whether this was disruption to North Dakota is just quite frankly, fantasy. And it's absolutely, I mean, he has no concept of what this will do to the North Dakota economy. So just because you think there's a deficiency in the permit doesn't mean you shut down a pipeline that's been operating for 3 years. And that's where that's where it really, really is kind of unprecedented, and the judge got it really wrong.
So are we supposed to go back to the Bakken oil trains? What are we? I mean,
well, okay. So the best case scenario, if they end up having to shut down this pipeline, that's the best case scenario. The best case scenario is we scale up rail cars, we have trucks back on the road. That won't happen by August 5th, by the way. The worst case scenario is we don't need those, because we've already got 8,000 wells shut in over COVID, and these companies will have absolutely no incentive to turn them back on, because as of August 6th, they have no way to move 40% of their oil to market. So if this pipeline is shut down, the best case scenario is we have rail cars and congested railways and congested roadways again, because that will be the only two methods of moving our oil out of North Dakota. Worst case scenario is we don't have to worry about it, because nobody in the industry, I mean, the industry is going to go to the Permian or the Powder Basin or wherever else, because at the same time you're dealing with this issue. I mean, these companies that drill in shale formations, there's not that many of them. And given what they've gone through over the last 12 months, you think their CapEx expenditure in the next year is going to be as much as it was in the past? Well, they'll just divert their resources to the Permian or places that don't have this problem.
Exactly.
So we're not just fighting COVID and low prices. We're competing with other oil plays that these companies participate in, and we're making it really difficult to produce oil in North Dakota. And we're not doing it. It's a judge sitting in his office in D.C.
800-228-0550. If you have a question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, this is a big deal. I don't think folks really, well, I guess the folks in North Dakota, we understand how big a deal this is. But even if you put the environmental, not the economic impact on hold, which will be massive, because as you brought out, everything is impacted, from our social services to like city funding and just a myriad of different things. But think about what's going to happen. And I wonder if the environmentalists have thought about this, have thought this through. If you can't use the pipeline, you got to go back to the trains and the tankers and the trucks. And how big impact?
Well, they come after all of them, though. Remember, I mean, the people who are against this are the same people who tried to ban oil trains from going into the state of Washington. The Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives put an amendment on a bill to make it illegal to transport liquefied natural gas by rail. The Keystone XL pipeline ruling that shut down the permit or nationwide permit 12 program, they have figured out very easily that the single best way to attack this industry industry is at the transportation level, because states have too much control over the drilling portion of this. But when you're dealing with pipelines or interstate commerce, these lawsuits have gotten incredibly more sophisticated, and they've made it very, very difficult to put in infrastructure projects that allow our product, allow us to get our product to market. If you were going to go do a pipeline right now, I don't care where it is, anywhere in the world, how would you possibly raise capital for that when you say, listen, we could do everything right, and 3 years later, a judge will shut it down? I mean, how are you going to raise money to build that infrastructure?
You'd be very hard-pressed to.
Yeah.
Frank, out in northwest of Minnesota, you have a question for Kelly?
Frank, go ahead.
There was breaking news this morning, good news, bad news for the farmer. CHS made millions of dollars, record high almost a month ago. But they're basically
Frank, can you give me a second? I didn't time that correctly. So if you can hold on, I'll pick you up right after the break. 800-228-0550. Call in if you have a question or comment for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We'll be right back with what's on your mind right after this.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind Wednesday edition, 8th day of July. I can't believe it's July 8th already. We're already past the 4th of July, for crying out loud. Brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Council. Despite all the uncertainty we've been talking about in the world today and in the oil business, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know they will be back better than ever, committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. All together, keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Learn more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. Tough to do if you don't have a pipeline to transport your product, though, isn't it, Leon Francis and Kelly Armstrong?
A little bit. 800-228-0550. We got a loaded deck here for Kelly Armstrong, so I'm just going to go right off the top. Frank, before we went to break, you had a question for Kelly Armstrong?
Yes, Kelly. I was just saying, you know, CHS was talking about record profits and 21% rates on Minnesota, or all farmers going filing for bankruptcy. Well, last year I tried to sell some beans, so it's $1.95 a bushel basis. Well, when they're getting $2 at the elevator when I haul my beans in, and I got to sell them for $7, who's making money? Why do the farmers got to work for the chemical companies, the bankers, they work for the elevators, and we're going bankrupt? There's something wrong with pitchers.
I mean, it's the only, I agree, it's the only industry where your costs are, I mean, you sell your product at a net, and you, I mean, your costs are just bad. It's we're trying to work on all kinds of supply chain issues. The one we've been really kind of hammering right now is the midstream supply in the cattle industry. We're doing it through the antitrust, but it exists everywhere. I mean, CHS had, I mean, they had a different deal. Their margins were down, but they can, I mean, that can always work that way. But at the end of the day, right, we have to figure out this midstream supply issue, because quite frankly, without midstream, we can still get product to market in obviously a very different way. But if we don't have people growing this stuff, I mean, there's no production. And we've seen a lot of that exacerbated by COVID right now.
Kelly,
and it wasn't exactly great beforehand.
Kelly, my problem is I've talked to the other guys before, and they haven't included any more new base acres into the federal farm plan since back in the 80s, 1985, I think. And I took over my dad's farm with no base. I rented my neighbor's farm, no base. I have a young farmer, got a whole bunch of loans, $1 million loan to farm. He has no base. He's going to lose everything. We have to get some more base to these new farmers. They're just grandfathered in the old-timers, and they're the ones that are raising all these extra payments from the government to keep afloat. The young ones they're going to go broke. That's part of that 21%.
I agree with you, and we have these fights on a daily basis. By the way, not just with, I mean, everybody. We have these same fights with the USDA on a daily and weekly basis about how to properly calculate this and base it on what is going on in the current farm economy. I mean, we continue to have these conversations, and it continues to be pushed into this. We can't do that. It's math. And we keep pushing them, and we try every bit, and we don't win nearly enough of them, and we need to try harder.
Thanks for your input, Frank.
Can I bring my tractor to town and protest?
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's do it. Hey, Dom out in Bellevue, what's on your mind?
I like peaceful protests. It's violent riots that I have a huge problem with.
There you go. Dom, what do you got for Kelly? Dom, go ahead.
Yes, Congressman Kelly. I marked out the 48-inch Trans-Alaskan pipeline when they were laying the dapple. 135 foot off your Dapple pipeline to the north, there's a 48-inch crossing, 135 feet north of where the Dapple goes across Missouri. It's been in production since the 80s. How many accidents have you seen with that pipeline?
That's one of the things that people absolutely miss about where this pipe crosses down there. There's already two natural gas pipelines there and a transmission line.
You're absolutely wrong. There's one crude oil natural gas line, crude oil and multiple use line in there. There's a gas line in there. There's also a third production line for oil in there.
Yeah, it's why not everyone it's not a in green, line. It wasn't a green space. It was already a brown space.
Right. So, thanks, Dom. I think what Dom's point is that they're raising a bunch of dust over a new one when there's all kinds of infrastructure there already that no one's batting an eye about.
Yeah, they used an existing corridor. There's a reason they went there, and that always gets lost in this argument because we don't want to deal with facts. We want to deal with feelings.
Oh, there it is.
there it is
right there.
Jeff out in Jamestown, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm waiting patiently for the antitrust to be enforced on livestock, and we're not getting anywhere. How long is this going to take, and do we... I don't know what's so hard to see about this. Look at the hog industry. Smithfield is sending record exports to pork, and it's at record lows. It just keeps milling around.
Well, there's two different sides of antitrust. There's the antitrust side of Congress, which is where we're trying. We push every Republican on the antitrust committee. I led the letter with Jim Jordan called to ask for some answers on this. And then there's the antitrust department with the DOJ, which is not run about Congress, which I understand everybody's frustration there. The only positive news I can give you on the antitrust enforcement from the DOJ is they actually just issued four subpoenas to the four big processors. So that's something new that has never happened before. And they have just subpoenaed, they have just issued subpoenas to them. So at least they're moving forward. And I think part of the reason that is occurring is because we are doing different things. You know, this was a pretty lonely place to be when I got to Congress. Trying to find anybody else who was willing to have this conversation was very difficult. Well, the one thing COVID did do is really exposed how, and it started before this. It started with a fire in the meatpacking plant in Kansas City, but it exposed how vulnerable our supply chain is and how unbelievably bad it's controlled. So there's Senator Thomas Massie has the Prime Act. Every Republican on the Antitrust Subcommittee and Judiciary has signed a letter requesting information. Senator Kramer has done the same thing on his side. And DOJ just issued four subpoenas. So it's moving. It's never going to move fast enough for guys. And I agree with you. This should have been handled a long time ago. I could just tell you that I'm cautiously optimistic that things are moving forward now. And that's not the answer you want, but that's the truth.
Well, there you go.
You talked about that fire at the plant in Kansas last year. It was a fire in the Fox room. It didn't stop for dust. Yeah. And that was a BS story they put out. And I'm getting tired of the liars get to have their story heard and make it work for them and the rest of us stand around losing. Get it right.
Yeah, and I mean, even by their scenario, it only shut down a quarter of the plant and moved the price, I mean, and just absolutely skewed the price across the universe. And that was pre-COVID. They don't get to blame COVID on that.
There you go.
This is controlled by four companies, three of which are at least partially owned by foreign entities. Yep. And we know all of this, and it's time that we take action. Yep. The antitrust investigation is through Department of Justice. There's very little Congress can do.
If you can hang on through the break, we'll pick you up right on the other side. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As some are suggesting that the U.S. economy could see a second or so-called double-dip recession because of COVID-19, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he doubts that will happen. He told reporters at the White House this morning the U.S. is still handling the outbreak very well.
Fatality rate keeps coming down. Just took another nosedive in the last 4 or 5 days.
President Trump is expected to file paperwork before the week is over to cancel the Obama-era DACA program, which has shielded many immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. A previous attempt by President Trump to cancel the executive order was shot down by the Supreme Court on procedural grounds. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization. The president announcing in May that the U.S. was going to terminate its partnership. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot tubs, hot spring spas, hot tubs, free flow spas. Talk about swim tubs, too. Those things that have the current in them. Just about as big as you are, but you swim in them.
Yep.
Fantastic. Saunas, billiards, games, swim spas, like we're talking about, pools, and pool tables. And then, of course, anything for your patio, outdoor furnishings, things like that. Fantastic. Three locations to serve you: West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. That's the number 2. Pool Tables, the number 2.com. And you can get more info on anything that they sell. Vince and his crew, just great crew. And also brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. We're going to talk to CJ today, but go figure. He's busy. That guy,
yeah,
he is like always neck deep in something going on.
Again, what another thing that I love about North Dakota, there's like no shortage of work here, man. If you can carve out your own little niche, you can make money.
Well, and if you go to DACDiesel.com, they'll get your truck roaring back to life, whether you need repairs, maintenance, troubleshooting, maybe an upgrade, performance evaluation, maybe to improve your economy on your engine. Whatever, they've got it down. CJ and the crew at DAC Diesel. Go to DACDiesel.com for more info there. We got one more caller with Kelly, and then we're going to move on to Kev, right?
Yep.
That's the plan?
That's the plan.
All right, Kelly's here. Kevin is on from Bismarck. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hello. Okay.
Hi. Yeah, how's it going? Just like Kelly, when he talks to get a chance, if he can get a message to those street judges that can make that decision. All them rail cars full of oil are going to be crossing the river by Bismarck on a 100-year-plus bridge. And that water all flows downstream to Standing Rock. So I think we've got about the safest way to transport that oil that we've got going right now. And if we get a bunch of oil cars on the rails again, there won't be much wheat getting shipped again.
See, that's the problem, right? It's not that hauling oil is any more dangerous than hauling anything else. It's because when you congest the lines because you don't have alternative, it's just like a truck isn't dangerous on the road. 10,000 trucks on a road is dangerous just because of the volume. And it's the same issue we're going to run into with rails. But the answer is they don't care. I mean, not those three judges. I mean, the three judges are appellate court judges. But the people who are fighting this don't. I mean, their interest is in keeping this stuff in the ground. And they don't they're not all that interested in what we do in North Dakota. They're not all interested in the things that we produce, and they're not, and they just simply don't care what happens to our economy.
Yeah, well, Warren Buffett, he owns real north of the Pacific, so he probably got in that judge's pocket somehow too. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know, BNSF did a really good job after we had all of those problems during the first oil boom of building out the infrastructure as much as they can, but they run into bottlenecks too. And you know why they run into bottlenecks? Because they get sued over permitting the same way pipelines do.
That's insanity. Thanks, Kevin, for the common sense. And that is straight up common sense. You know, you got a 100-year-old bridge and you got a 3-year-old pipeline. Think about that. I mean, it's a project, you know, and
they'll go after the bridge next. I mean, that's their plan. So,
yeah, and I'm going to take Dana quick. She wants to talk to you about antitrust, and then we'll go.
Sure.
Dana, we got about a minute. Go ahead. You're on with Kelly.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. Kelly, on the antitrust issues, you know, right now in the pork end, there's two big major plants owned by China and Brazil. One American owned because Cargill sold their pork out to Brazil, JBS. So with that, you know, they've created a pure monopoly within the United States that's American owned with Tyson. And if the DOJ has got control on this, well, then it's time for them to show us whether they stand for the will of the American people or whether they back the will of foreign countries that want to buy us out like this and crush our producers. It's that simple.
I agree. And, you know, Jim Jordan doesn't have a lot of cattle in his district. He has a lot of pork in his district. Him and I led this letter for trying to figure out ways we can deal with this legislatively. But the best, I mean, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic because DOJ did actually just issue a subpoena to Tyson. And that's the first time that's ever happened. So the problem with antitrust litigation is it's slow and cumbersome, and they should have been doing this 8 years ago.
Thanks, right. Dana. So, thank you again, Kelly Armstrong, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, coming on and taking some pretty tough questions. And you know, we sit here and we try to figure out what is going on sometimes. And it, again, it's just good to know that we got folks fighting for us. So thank you again, Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Talk to you later. The man right there.
Yeah, he is. And I used to watch him when they were going through those Muller hearings. And,
he was spot on.
Yes, indeed, man. And he's the Louis Gohmert of North Dakota. Or what's the guy from Texas with the white hair? He used to bring the fire. I'll think of it here in a minute. But
I can think of Ted Cruz, but that's not him.
Not Ted Cruz. But a couple days ago, I had Kevin on from Mississippi, and we talked about everything from grits to God, and it was a good conversation. Kevin missed it.
But that needs to be the title of your book, man, From Grits to God.
From like grits to God. Or From the Boot to the Bison.
There you go.
But I felt bad because I said, you know, I gave him a little list, and I'm like, I want to talk about this on the other side of the break, and I never got back to him. So good thing that he's a man of God, or he'd be calling me everything but the child of God. So we have him on now. Kevin, are you on?
I'm here, gentlemen. Good deal. It's great to be back with you guys.
Good deal, man. And before we leave, I want to. I know you mentioned that you're going to be married in like a couple weeks, a couple months, or something like that.
Yeah, in September.
Oh, good deal.
Congratulations,
man. We got to get you a gift. We got to send you a gift out there, man, or something.
Oh, come on, man. You know, I'll send you my registry and my website, and you can get that taken care of.
Good deal.
There you go.
And I was listening to the show with my wife, and she's like, "You didn't ask him. You didn't ask him for the registry. You didn't ask." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm talking to him tomorrow." Yeah, I don't. My brain doesn't work that way, though. So anyway,
Kevin, I have a question for you. I kind of met you when you were up here for the One Fargo thing, and it seems like obviously you're from down south. You've got a lot of traveling. Got a few miles in on this. Kind of like you just wanted to see what was going on and be around family, as you told Scotty back then. What are you finding around the country? I mean, it seems like some places aren't nearly as dusted up as others, and some places seem to be hotbeds for this anarchist kind of behavior. What are you finding in your travels going around the country?
I think for me, being from the South, if we just have a perspective on what's going on currently, just from my personal, lens of life, that being from the South, it was kind of a normal thing. And I thought to myself when I got up north, maybe things would be different. But it was crazy how when every, news story became, what it is today, it was because it started in Minneapolis, which is 5 hours from where I currently am now. And I thought that was so crazy. And I knew I had begun maturing in my faith when I realized it wasn't a race problem. It was a sin problem. And no matter where you go, you're not going to find perfect people. So why be surprised when people don't behave or, act as, godly holy, correct, as they shouldn't. Because if we were good and if we were perfect, we wouldn't need a savior. So when I understood that, I realized, I shouldn't expect people to be good.
When we're talking about you were seeing the same things you saw in the South in Minneapolis, what are you talking about? The racial division, the polarization of race issues. What exactly did you see, down south that you see here now?
Just sin, man. That's it. It's a lot of anger.
Oh, sin. Yeah.
Sin. It's a lot of anger, a lot of depression. I work closely with, troubled youth, and I see a lot of hurt and a lot of pain and a lot of terrible mistakes that people have made. And it just goes full circle that this is something that's been a problem for centuries, not just recently. And, as we talked before, the only way to be free from it is through Christ. So that's just where I am, man. It's just understanding that, if I want to get people free, it's not advocate for them by going out, screaming and yelling, doing silly things, but it's by sitting down with people and helping them understand where they're wrong, that they're not good, and that they need a savior, and sharing the gospel with people, because that's the answer to all the issues that they had. Because if they, the one thing I've understood about us as human beings is that when we fix one problem, guess what? There's going to be another one.
There you go. Amen, brother.
There's going to be another one. So at this point, I'm not, as a black man, I'm not going to say that racism is not a problem, because sin is a problem. So if there's sin, there's always going to be something that somebody uses, whether it's pride, lust, greed, anger, or whatever it is. And it's going to either show us that we need God or have us with a perspective that we don't. And so, the ultimate part of that.
Yeah, and you're spot on. One of the things that upset me is how Democrats, I don't want to be polarizing, but one of the things that really gets to me is how Democrats use envy. They use it so efficiently and so effectively that it will turn otherwise rational thinking people into, you know, what we see today. On the other side of this break, I want to ask you, if you had the ear of the African-American community, if you had their ear, what would your message to them be? And we'll get the answer from Kevin on the other side of this break. 800-228-0550. Join the conversation. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America, and so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the Red, White, and You sale, where you can shop with the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily.
You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinox, Malibus, Cruises, some of very low miles, payments as low as $199 a month, and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, broadcasting live from the PetroServe USA studios. Valley City, Swedish meatballs and lasagna. Harwood's got the chef choice, 12th Avenue North in Fargo, cheesy enchiladas. And West Main and West Fargo, cheesy beef potatoes. All side, or all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And, of course, they get that that four for $4, get a single topping personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, 20-ounce fountain soda for $4 every day. PetroServeUSA.com for more information. And as we wrap up with Kev, I just want to remind you that we've got something big happening on What's On Your Mind. The Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library is going to get built in the state of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We're a part of it. We've got some great prizes to give away. Here's what you do. Tell us about what you love about Teddy Roosevelt. Tell us what you think about the library and what it means to North Dakota. Shoot a little video and send it to Scott. His number, 701-367-2054. Winners are going to be notified through the text after all the videos have been submitted by the end of the day each day at 5 o'clock. So shoot a video to Scott about what you love about Teddy and why you think the library would be great and a good thing for North Dakota. And I'm telling you, he has got some killer prizes he's going to be giving away.
So are these prizes open to friends of the station?
I don't know. I would imagine air quotes. Pull that off, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, and just a reminder, tomorrow we have the Sage of South Central. On these airwaves, Larry Elder, such a great guy. I want you, if you haven't watched it already, to watch his docuseries, Uncle Tom. It's brilliant, and I'm happy to be able to interview him tomorrow. So that'd be great. That's going to be a great time. That's at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. What's on your mind now? I want to know what's on Kevin's mind. If you had the ear of Black America, and I know you are a Christian first guy, what would your message to them be? Especially when everyone else is in their ear telling them, you know, this is oppression, this is this, it's that. You know, what would your message to them be? To our people.
My message to the, I believe that my message to the Black community now that I am where I am would be, you say no justice, no peace. And there's a perspective that, you know, this is oppression and that you're hurting. And I'm not trying to say that your pain isn't real, but what I really want to ask is a question is, can you decide what you deserve? Because according to the way, the truth, and the life, the one truth is that the wages of sin is death. Now, we can say that, you know, there are good people by our standard, but are there good people by the kingdom of God's standard? So I would ask them, I would say, have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever hurt anybody? Have you ever lied? And I know I lie just about every day. And even if it's a white lie, and that's the standard of God, is holiness and perfection.
Right.
And we can't uphold that. And we can't fight others for not upholding it as well. He who has not sinned cast the first stone.
Right.
So if we know that none of us are perfect, and we have to understand that we all need a Savior, and we have that Savior in Christ, who lived the life that we could not live, came to this earth, died for each and every one of us, Black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. And for those who choose Him, and for those who say yes to Him, they will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and have eternal relationship with the Father in heaven. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with economic status. It has nothing to do where you're from, what you rep.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with His love. His love. So choose ye today who you will be, because what I know is that God says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
And see, I think that's missing in this conversation. That's one thing that is absolutely missing in this conversation.
That law enforcement defund.
Well,
bless our protectors. Are you kidding me?
Well, that aspect, and everybody's mad. Everybody's mad. No one wants to see the other perspective. I go back to the conversation Steve had, and Steve is like, so what can I do to make it better? And he didn't get an answer because they don't have an answer. They just want to be mad. And
I guess, yeah.
And I think that if we kind of boil it down to, you know, and another part of this puzzle is exactly as you said, we've taken God out of everything. So there's no Christ-like a mindset coming out of anywhere, let alone Washington or any of these movements that are coming about. And we're being used. We are absolutely being used. And if we took a step back, and we were like, you know, I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. We have problems. Let's sit down and try to solve them. I think that's a pretty good start. Hey, Kevin, don't be a stranger, man. You got my number now. Let's talk, man.
Let's do it.
And congratulations on getting married. And tell your fiance we're going to get her something nice. We'll see you guys tomorrow. What's on your mind? Larry Elder.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.